Rabbi said the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, Lishmas Rachel, Basra, Chaim, Arya, Oli Hashalom. Your site was this week, second day of Chodesh, Thomas. Rabbi said it's been an honor and a privilege to take care of you guys for the last 19 years. Hopefully I will try from where I am to continue. So give me the kayach and gezun to be able to do it.
Amen.
I mentioned to Rav Mendi that I'm not really, I can't say I'm not learning Zvachim. I have a once a week Seder in Katrin for many years and tried to make to learn Zvachim. But just to Chepetzua Sugya has nothing to do, which has been suggested I didn't want to do. And I have no Bekiyas in Zvachim. But there's a Perek that begins on Daf Pei Tes. Where is the Daf up to now? So I'll be during the summer break. It's not Levatola. There's an entire perek called Kol HaTodir. It happens to be the perek I just finished. And the rule of Todir Sheinei Todir Todir Kaidim is in Zvachim. So all of you who have the Daf Yomi fatigue about all the Gezeiros HaKosuvs in the Masechta, which become very difficult. Perek Kol HaTodir is, I guess, in a way more similar to what we used to from Nashim and Ezekiel. So I'd like to speak a little about Kol HaTodir, about Todir V'Sheinei Todir, and maybe say a side that would explain it. Now, the Mishnah begins with the rule of Kol HaTodir Mechaveirai Kaidim Eschaveirai. We're all familiar with the rule that Todir V'Sheinei Todir, Todir Kaidim. You have two things to do. One is Todir, one is Einei Todir. During Yahul, we say Adavar HaShemairi, but we say the Yom first, because the Yom is Tadir. Yom Adavar HaShemairi is not Tadir. When you bring a carbon, two carbonis, and one is a carbon that you bring every day, the carbon HaTamid, and one is a carbon Musif. So, HaTmidim Kaidim LeMusafim, because of the rule of Tadir V'Sheinei Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Now, before I get into the Lomdis of it, I want to be Ma'ir HaShaila that I have, that Minhag HaOlam seems to be incorrect, and that is that in most shuls where they have Shal Shudis, when they finish Shal Shudis at around the time that they daven Maariv, so they have Berchas HaMazon and Maariv. So really, Maariv has to be said before benching. Maariv is Tadir, and Berchas HaMazon is not Tadir. So it's very, very hard to explain the minhag of the world that benches and then davens Maariv right away. Now, it could be if you bench downstairs and you daven upstairs, so maybe downstairs is only one. What? So if the halach is, you don't say ritzay, you won't say ritzay. Whatever halach is. Yeah, I'm not primary shal shudis. I'm just about benching. I'm ready to bench. It's 9:15 is Maariv. Oh, 9:15, let's bench. What do you mean, let's bench?
No, but benching part of shal shudis.
So what? You're allowed to have Maariv during shal shudis.
It's part of it. It's part of the Shabbos. Maariv is after Shabbos, so
benching is part of
Shabbos. It makes sense.
I see you could daven Maariv and extend Shabbos. You'll daven Maariv when it's still Shabbos. You can daven Maariv an hour before. Okay, I don't know. What?
About Shabbat brachas, you have people pre-bench, then you can have Maariv after Shabbat brachas.
Yeah, okay. A weekday, you mean a regular weekday, you bet. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, so there's an answer to that, which I hope to I'll say yet. Not only if you're mukhin to do both, it's a chiyuv. Not mukhin to do it, you don't have to do it. I'm not mukhin to daven, I don't matter.
The same way you're suggesting.
No, here I'm mukhin to daven. Now, what we do by us is we bench 10 minutes before Maariv. So there's no shot we could bench. I'm Maariv, not mukhin to daven Maariv, I could have Maariv later. So that's what we do. But you're ready, you say, oh, it's time for Maariv, let's bench. The words don't make sense. It's time for Maariv, let's bench. I don't know. I'll see a little higher. Anyway, that's not the Iker. The Iker I want to talk about is the rule of Tadir, of Ishevi Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Say Pshan in it, and Afkaminis, and even a nice little story with a possible Hezber of Tadir Ishevi Tadir. But there happens to be a very beautiful sefer named Tmidim Kel Chasam on the sugi of Tadir Ishevi Tadir. Nowadays they have whole Sfarim on everything. And it's a beautiful sefer, collects the Inyanim of Tadir Sheni Tadir, and as part of at least the Chakira that I'm going to share with you comes from there. He clears why Tadir Sheni Tadir Tadir Kaidim. He clears in the Hezber, just to explain it, maybe the third explanation, but he clears the two explanations which just seem to come to mind. At least one of them is a Rabbi Chanan, as we'll see in a minute. Whether the reason that Tadir comes first is because it's more chashiv, something that comes up more often. Maybe, I'm not sure if I could justify it, but let's say it's more chashiv. A kayin goes before a levi, he goes before Yisrael. Why? A kayin is more chashiv, say as kadima. So it may be that Tadir kaidim, that somehow, we have to understand why, that Tadir is a chashivus. This is from Gzeir Sakosis, it's not... we learned the Gemara says Minolon. How do you know that Tadir Sheni Tadir Kaidim? Tadir Kaidim. So the Gemara brings the pasuk that we from Parshas Pinchas that Tasu Esela. Movad Oyla Sabayker. So Gemara explains Movad Tichtoiv. Mulvad Oyla Sabaiker Vitishtik. Oyla Sabaiker is the Tamid. But just say Mulvad Oyla Sabaiker Vitishtik. Ashal Oyla Satamid Lamali. Lamemer Hach Tadirak Tigdom. That because it's Tamid, Asher means because. That Mulvad Oyla Sabaiker, Ashal Oyla Satamid, which comes in the Tmidis, so the Tmidis has Kadima. So you could learn the Gemara that Tmidis has Kadima. Because it's more chashiv, maybe it's pushed that way, maybe it's not pushed that way. I don't know why. If it's more often, it should be chashiv. Maybe someone could explain, but that's a possibility. The other possibility is that it's not a matter of chashivas; it's a matter of seder, a certain seder, a certain order to things. Things go with a seder, like we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Does that mean Avram is more chashiv than Yitzchak and Yitzchak is more chashiv than Yaakov? No. It's a seder. There's a certain seder to things. So Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov is the seder. So Tadir is kaidim. It's just a seder advarim. The seder of things is that which is every day comes for you. You say the yom every day. L'dav Shemayim, you say sometimes. So that's why the yom comes before the dav. These are the two possible ways to understand. Tadir Sheni Tadir is a Gilei Akra that is more chashuv. It's a Seder Advar. Amay Nafkamina. So Nafkamina is Rabbi Chanan declares this in Masechtas Pesachim, Ma'is Reish Vav. What happens if you have two things, but you only have enough time to do one? Only enough money to do one? Let's say you only have enough money for one carbon, the Talmud Ola Musaf. If you learn Tadir Sheni Tadir, Tadir Kaidim means Tadir is Mochashiv. So you should better than the Tadir is Dechadeinai Tadir. However, if it's a halach in the Seder, it's a halach in order. So order is when you have two things to do, you have a Seder. When you don't have two things to do, so you don't do a Seder. This would seem to be the Nafkamina. Rabbi Chanan clears, as we said in Pesachim Ma'isrei Shvav, he clears the Shaila. And without coming to a maskana, so this would be a nafkamina between the two ways to learn. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of humor, and sometimes he gives you a little, like a little kiss. He shows you that he's around. I learned Shabbos Shachris before Shachris in the morning. I learned with one of the young men. With a ninth grader, and I went to Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah said that before Shachris. So we were learning this morning, we learn once a week, we were learning Dinei Tefillas Musaf B'Shabbos. And I came upon the following Mishnah Berurah. Mechaber talks, if Musaf got so late, that it's already Zman Mincha. So now it's already, it's 1:30, you didn't daven musaf yet. So what do you daven first, mincha or musaf, which one has kedima? So according to the rules, tadir b'sheni tadir, tadir kaid. So really, mincha should be before, should go first. So as I stay in Shulchan Aruch, chayil afanim shtei tefilas, achas shemincha, achas shemusif. So tzorch lisbal shem mincha tchila v'achakach shemusif. So you have to daven in order. What? So Yom Kippur, it's a problem. It's not always a problem. Many shuls are makbid to dafka start musaf before this man, but it comes up. The Rosh's kemaisa was Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh says it was once mo'ucher and Rosh Hashanah, and he was worried that if he's going to daven mincha before musaf, people will get confused the coming year. I think mincha is before musaf. So he was masupik what to do. I think if I recall correctly, the Rosh says that he went upstairs. I don't know what upstairs means. And he davened b'yichidus mincha, and then he came down and davened musaf at the yaila. So this Rosh is brought also in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh mishahira she'ein oisin came b'tzibor l'hagdim tefilas mincha k'day shelo yitu, because people are gonna make mistakes, and the next week they're gonna want mincha before musaf. And it comes up by us in shul on Simchas Torah. Many people want to daven mincha after musaf. So I told them they can't daven in the shul. They could daven in the corner, they could daven downstairs, they could daven upstairs. But if the shul is going to have an official minyan, we have to have mincha before musaf. And we get into this whole machlokes. So if you want daven, so people think they daven in the corner, it's like an illegal minyan on the side. It's not an illegal minyan. I don't mind they daven
anyway,
mincha.
But,
yeah, so we're going to see soon. If you're davening 3 hours later, you're not mechuyev. Tadu sheni tadu when you're ready. It's mechabe says. Only when you're ready to do both. Not when you're not. We'll get to that. Hopefully we'll get to that. So I was learning this. So I got to the Mishnah Berurah. Mamish Rabbi Chanan's Kler. Rabbi Chanan's Kler is if tadu sheni tadu works even to knock it off totally, is here in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says it's a cut in your gimel. If it's already close to Shkia, whatever you hold, Shkia, Tzeis, whatever the night is, and you only have time for one, so which one do you daven? So first the Mishnah Berurah says, Yispal and Musif. Why? The Mincha Yesh L'Tashlum, Barvis. So not because Musif has Kedima, but Mincha, you have an Eitzah, you could daven two Maris. Shenke Musif. And then he says, So it seems to be mamish this shaila of Chanan Kler, as if Tadim Shein Tadim Tadim Kaidim applies even to be Deichel Gamri. So here we have a case. Like I said, I learned this morning by Shachris. And I didn't look up in the Makairis, Dagmar Vavitzek, so the Yushalmi, Mistam de Beishmo, Beismeyer talks about it. So this is Achakira. Shabur brings two Shitas. If Tod of Hashem, Tod is even to knock it off totally or not, Makairis is totally in the Shaila. If Tod of Hashem, Tod is a din and chashivas of a Todir, then the Todir goes first. If Tod of Hashem, Todir is a din in the Seder, you have to have Seder. So Seder is only when you have a Seder. If there's no Seder, then there's no then there's nothing to talk about.
Back to your example about Shalosh Shudas, how could you say that Marev is the Habame Marev is, since it's more Todor, it's more Choshuv? Marev is more Choshuv than Dikas Arutam?
Krishma Shalarvis. Okay. I understand. Was it Rasa? Was it Ramon? You're right. The Shagasari says, the Rasa. No, Shagasari says, it says everything, you know. So Shagasari says that a derais and a derabonon is no tadib sheni tadir, because a derabonon is like a reshus lagabi the derais. Therefore, he says you can do the derabonon first, you can do the very reshus first. The reshus you can do before Mahara. So he says, the derabonon lagabi the derais, so it's another reshus you can do, right? It's pretty typical Shagasari. Okay, anyway. There's a big Tadir Shaila that comes up on Sukkot. Rashach writes somewhere that when he was in Kletz, the first year time, he saw that he had never seen this before, that people take the Arba Minim before davening. That the yeshiva takes the Arba Minim before davening. So he couldn't understand how can you take Arba Minim before davening. Davening is Tadir, the Tadir of davening, and Tadir of Kriya Shema, whatever, and Arba Minim is not Tadir. So he couldn't understand how they do such a thing. So he said he was in such a behola, he didn't know what to do. He woke up early, davened b'chidus. He was probably 11, 12 years old when he went to class.
If you're going to daven anyway at 9 o'clock, because you're davening in a minute, so why does it make a difference if I do the lulav first?
Okay, so let's say you're about to daven, so you take the lulav first. So let's say, you're right, you may be right. Right, what you're saying is correct. But this is what he says. He says, he was so tumult, he davened b'chidus. Maybe he davened nates, I don't know. He just davened b'chidus and yantif. So then when everyone took lulav, he could be with them to take the lulav. And then, I don't know what he did by davening. He pretended to be davening. I don't know what he did. But Ramesha writes in his tshuva on the topic that there's a minig ari to take it before davening. And the minig, he says, of Bali Alocha is dafka to take it after. For two reasons. First of all, Tadir Sheni Tadir Tadir Kaidim. And secondly, there's a maila to hold the lulav by Esrig. But to hold the lulav in Esrig by Halal. If you take it in the morning, you put it down, so it's over. The mitzvah's over. You take it by Musaf, it's not a nice thing. But if you take it for its mitzvah, and you make a bracha, and you continue to hold it into Halal, that's a Hidra Advar. So Ramesha brings the two minhagim, the minigari. Certainly needs something of a hesper. The minix nusosfar is to say it after Shanis, and some of them do it. Nothing else, the same chesber. It should be one log lakicha. Probably the answer to this is the aside that has many applications that. The only time you say Tadir V'Sheni Tadir Tadir Kaidim is when you're ready to do both. If you're Muchan to do both things, then we say Tadir V'Sheni Tadir Tadir Kaidim. If it's Zman Musaf and Milcha is later, so there's no Chiyuv to daven Milcha now. I don't have to daven Milcha now. So we may like a daven Musaf now and Milcha later. If I want to daven Musaf and Milcha, then I have a problem. The Makar for this is Vayit in the Shulchan Aruch that when it says to daven mincha first, the Musaf second, Yeshayimrim, he brings in the name of Taisus Vaharosh. Haynu dafka shetzarech ato lespal shneim. Dafka, if you want to do both right now, but aval amein tzarech ato lespal mincha is not mincha later. Yachal lahagdim shel Musaf. So probably that's the answer. That those who take lul arba minim right before shacharis take a mistake. I think Al-Pi Arizal, the minig was to get up by Nates and take Arba Minim with Nates. Lavdafka davening at Nates. So, and if you're davening, then you're already middle of davening, the rule if you can't do before Nates. So if you're not ready to do the both of them at this moment, then the say the Kadima probably, then say Kadima doesn't matter. Which seems to be a shtickle raya that it's a din and seder. It's seder, I'm ready to do things, there's a seder to do it. If I'm not ready to do both, I'm not mechuyev to do them both now, and probably that's the answer on the minig of the of those who do minig Arizal, that's the reason. Be that as it may. There are a number of places where we have the Chayra Akasha on our minig, and I'd like to share possibly your side. Normally, we understand that if you have to do two things, Tadir B'Sheni Tadir, you count. Let's say you have to do Sfira Sayimer and Kiddush Levana. So which one goes first? Kiddush Levana you do 12 times a year. Sfira Sayimer you do 49 times a year. So Sfira is Tadir Lagabe this. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Shchaydish Elul, we have a minig to say Barchi Nafshi and Ledovet Hashem Ayri. So which one do you do first? You say the Yayim. What do you do next? Barchi Nafshi and then LeDavid? Well, LeDavid and then Barchi Nafshi. Anybody remember? Chedesh El, everybody should remember, no? What? Oh, yeah, David goes after Shofar blowing. It's after Shofar, you say after Shofar blowing, you're right. They don't say Baruch Nafshi, they don't say David Shofar. Which one don't they say first? What? First day, there's no David the first day.
should be
How many days a year do you say Baruch Nafshi? How many days do you say Baruch Nafshi? If you go by number of times, we say David Hashemayri 29 and 21. We say it like 50 or 51 days, twice a day. Say it 100 times a year. And Baruch Nafshi we say 60 or 70 times a year.
If it goes by amount of
times, then that's what should be. So I want to tell you, Mais, I daven Friday mornings. I daven Vesikin in the shul in the Sephardic meeting. I get once a week Vesikin and Berchus Kain Duchening, and they do have to have the Minhag Rambam, the Ataras Nedarim. So you know, I'm good once a week. I go there. So I have people daven Vesikin every day. I have a seat that's kavua. They have a seat that's sort of my kavua dika seat. And during the week, it's guests sit there. Nobody's conveyor there. I'm down there probably 10 or 15 years. So I come there every Friday. So I come in one Friday, and there's a yid there. A yid who comes to Eretz Yisrael, comes collecting. And he's sitting in my seat. So I'm not the type, you know, I didn't make a fuss. So somebody whispers to him, it's my seat on Fridays. He's down there already all week. So he's a Talmid Chacham. I started talking to him. I said, I daven here every Friday. You come collecting two stretches a year. So who's Tadir and who's Ainet Tadir? So he asked me, how many times do I come? I tell him, look, there are 52 weeks a year. So the summer is 8 weeks. I daven the Sikkim, but not there. And then Elul and Tishrei, we have a Sikkim and Shul by us. So I daven in Shul. It's another 8. And then the 2 days come out Yom Tov. I told him probably I come about make the chesed 30 and 35 days. So he tells me he comes twice a year, 20 days each time. So he's 40 days. So I told him you're wrong. What? As part of the thing, see, part of it is that he comes El when I'm not there, but then he sits there a whole week and then I'm not there. But so I told him that I have kedima to him. I told him somebody who comes every day a whole year is more chashuv than someone who comes in blocks of time. He said, "How do you know?" So I told him the following. I know some of you may argue with me, but we'll see. We'll see what I'm saying holds out on that. I said, "What do you? Everyone says the Yayim first or the David first? Everyone says the Yayim, then the David. The David, you say, really 100 times a year. You're saying it twice a day for 50 days. The Yayim." So each day, each yayim, now you may argue, but the yayim of that day, you only say 52 times a year.
No, but the yayim,
so, the yayim, even though that yayim not. Okay, so a person, I said, you could be mefakfik, so I'll bring you a different raya. What do you say first? Harachmanu yanchileinu yayim shekulei toiv? Harachmanu yakum lanu esukas David hanefalos? Which goes first in every matzah? Now, how many days a year do you say Arachmi Yavlon Sukkas David and Nefalas? Seven. Seven times a year. How many times a year Arachmi Yavshukulay Taiv? On Chutz Laaretz, we say, when Eretz Yisrael. So I'll say 5 days a year. So why do you say it? So I told him something you say spread out on a constant basis has a bigger cheshivas than. That's something that you say bunched up in one big shot. Maybe you say it's no raya. Let me try.
The yom is.
Those who say Hallel on Pesach. The second night of Pesach, you say Hallel first or Sfiras Hayomer first? Everyone says
Hallel
first. How many days a year do you say Sfiras Hayomer? 49. How many days a year do you say even Chutz Laaretz Hallel? It's 42. 21 and 21. So even if you count both, it's only 42. So Sfiras should be before Sfiras Tadir and Hallel's not Tadir. I told him, it seems, if you spread out over the year, that's more of a chashivas than if you bunch up a bunch of times in one shot.
The Hallel's before the Kaddish, you have the Baba Kaddish Shalim.
What?
The Hallel's connected to the Shemon Esrei, because it's followed by Kaddish Shalim. Spirit separate. You don't want to
You see each one you could argue. You're seeing a pattern, don't you see a pattern? Or I mentioned earlier Barchi Nafshi and Ladavid HaShamayri. I think everyone says Barchi Nafshi and Ladavid HaShamayri. And Barchi Nafshi is 17 times. Ladavid HaShamayri is 50 times, or double of 50.
Sphere is all of its chal. It really talks beyond chal, not only beyond yantar. So you don't put it on the which is chal,
on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, by Mincha, you say first Avinu Malkeinu or first Tzitkascha? Shabbos, Mincha, Yom Kippur. We still say Tzitkascha and Yom Kippur. We say Tzitkascha. We do say, yeah. Says in the Mazel. I think so. So which comes first, Avinu Malkeinu or Tzitkascha? If you ever say Tzitkascha, hold the Mazel. Shabbos, you say, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu Shabbos, only by the Yidu. Okay, anyway, I don't know if what I'm saying is right. I might say I got the seat, but I would like to share with you a Matshava. The Matshava is really Rabbi Yosef Engel's Matshava, although I was mechavin to it, but someone showed it to me in Lekach Toiv. I like to say, we have this clear, why is Tadir v'sheni Tadir Tadir Kaidim? Is it because of a chashivas of Tadir? Or because it's more, is it because it's more mochashiv? Or is it because of a seder? You have to have a seder, and that's a seder. From the Gemara is in Ibaidel Yivshutan, in this perik, the big Ibaya is Tadir v'makudish, what goes first? The first Mishnah is called Tadir v'chaveri Kaidim. Second Mishnah is called Makudish Bechaveri Kaidim. So the Gemara declares Tadir and Makudish, which is more. If Tadir is because it's more Chashiv, then it's Mustavir, that Tadir and Makudish, the Makudish would be, in absolute terms, it's more Chashiv, it would go first. So it doesn't seem that it's Alt Makudish, could be it's Alt Seder, I'm not sure. The summer that the sefer came out. The sefer Tamidim Kol Chasam, beautiful sefer. On Inyanei Tadir V'Sheini Tadir, in Malakit from everywhere. And I saw it. I found it in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have time really to look into to learn much. I just prepare shiurim. And in the summer, I have a chance to learn. I was in Eretz Yisrael, Ner Sameach, and I had the sefer. It was Shavasa B'Tamuz. Ramesh Shapiro, Zechrono Levracha, spoke. So he spoke about the different things that happened on Shavasa B'Tamuz, and he put together a beautiful binyan kedargai. And of course, three quarters of the way through, he said, "Oh, my time is up," and he just stopped in the middle and didn't finish the binyan. But I went to his Thursday night shir in Keren Shloima, and he just picked up where he left off without telling everybody, and you know, sort of people who knew. But he gave a beautiful shir on the Chamisha Devarim Shiru B'Shavasa B'Tamuz. And he explained the musig, the idea of these things. He explained as follows. He says, in Shavasa B'Tamuz, let's say, Batla HaTamid. So what's the big deal, Batla HaTamid? One day there was no Tamid. The next day you start the Tamid again. You missed one day, you missed the Tamid. Or Sarif Apostomusis HaTaira. Taira was burnt. Taira is unfortunately, Sarif Taira was burnt many times in Jewish history.
Wasn't
he named on that it wasn't. The Gemara is not clear. The Gemara says the story of when it was bottled. It wasn't bottled by the Chorban. It was bottled, the Gemara says, in Bava Kam, at the end of Meruba, when the two brothers, the two Chashmonim, were fighting, and they were bringing up a tamid over the mountain. They stuck in a chazir without a tamid. It was bottle. It wasn't bottle forever. It was bottle for a day, or it was bottle for 2 days.
So
he had them done that way. The Gemara, it's clear that it happened during the Cheshmanoim before Hurdis. It happened 100 years before the Churban.
I think Islam has a different climate. I'm not sure.
Okay. At any rate, it's the last Gemara Meruba, the very end of Meruba. So he said it was about the ones to sarf apustim as a Torah. Somebody burnt the Torah. It's a terrible thing. But it's the only time in Klai Yisrael's history that a Torah got burnt. So what he explained was the following Yisaid, and Yisaid was that there are certain things, there's a chashivas to being constant. There's certain chashivas to being constant and never stopping. The chashivas is not todir, it's tamid. There's certain chashivas to tamidius. Somebody, we say about the Rebbeinu Shalom, Havadai Shemoi came to Yilosa. What does it mean God's name is Vadai? God's name is Vadai means a certain midah of Vadois. Vadois is someone relies that his father is not going to do anything to hurt him. It's like a Vadai. His father does something he doesn't understand, but he knows he doesn't want anything to hurt him. A Vadai Shmai, the Bairi Olam, is Vadai. There's a Vadois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yachas to Klal Yisrael. There's certain Vadois. It's not Shaykh differently. Certain midah of Tamidius by a Yid. A Yid, day in, day out, every day. You put on tefillin every day. Is it the same someone who puts on tefillin every day and someone who puts on tefillin 5 out of 6 days a week? It's 5/6 of the one who puts it on all the time? Of course not. It's the tamidius, the vadai, the vadois, is the avoida. The avoida is to be constant in something. That's really the avoida. By Yid, it was that the Tamid is Tamid, it's never bottled. There shouldn't be a musig that the Tamid could be bottled. The Tamid being bottled once created a possibility that there won't be a carbon Tamid. It's a different musig. It's hard to give over. The best mashal I could think of is when they had the scandal in Muncie with the tray for meat. The damage that was done is a child grows up. It should be like vadois that he doesn't eat treifas. It should be a vadois. No, it could be an einus, not an einus. The damage is that it took away from the certainty. There are certain things that shouldn't happen. The first time the Sefer Torah was burnt in Klal Yisrael, it broke the tamidius. There's a certain tamidius that was broken. It's a damaging thing, not in the kamus, but in the echus. It shouldn't be that way. Something where it has to be with a tamidius. Without the tamidius, it takes away from it. It's the fact that something is constant that gives it a chashivas. This is his yisaid. He went through the five things of Shavasa Batamas. Then he showed that the five things of Tisha B'Av were outgrowths of those possibilities that he mentioned, even the Dar Meraglim. So the Dar HaMidbar didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So why the Dar Meraglim didn't go into Eretz Yisrael? So it was one more Dar. There was this many Dairis in Mitzrayim. The Rabbi Shalom said, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. After a certain amount of Dairis, you go in. So it was a Dar later. Sorry for the Dar Midbar. But Klal Yisrael, why did Klal Yisrael lose? That they went in a Dar later. The big picture of Klal Yisrael, what was the... You know, if they had been in Mitzrayim one more Dar, would it changed? Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael? His explanation was that the Musig of a Klal Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael should not have been a possibility by Yidden. Should have gone out of Mitzrayim, straight into Eretz Yisrael. The Musig that there could be a Klal Yisrael, not an Eretz Yisrael, that was created by the Meraglim, by the Einish HaMeraglim. So Memela was Mashpia on the Golos later. Memela was Mashpia on the Churbanos later. Because there was a possibility of a Klal Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael. His Nakuda was the Nakuda of Tmedius. Is a value unto itself. A person who does something 100% of the time, someone else who does something 90% of the time, he's not 10% better. He's on a different level altogether. It's a different avoida. The tamidius of something being constant, is the chashivus. I brought the lashon. Rabbi Yosef Engel says this. Now he wasn't talking about todah v'shevet todah kaidah. He's talking about the mailah of tamid. Of course, we say Todeh v'sheni Todeh, Todeh kaidim. The Gemara says, we learn it from Tamid. The Gemara's lashon is that it's a lashon of Tamidius. Ashalaylas ha-Tamid lamali lameimar. The Tatira kaidim, the Tamidius of something, as Kadima. Yosef Engel, this is in Lekach Toiv, Ois Yutes. He declares there how Yiddishkeit looks at Echus and Kamus. Is quality the Iker, is quantity the Iker? So in Kedarko he brings them all over Shas. But then he says about Todir v'sheni Todir, he says the following, the tremendous Amkus. Yishloim et Todir, ima losay al einoy Todir, bavor hayoysay harbe pa'amim yoysay. It's not a matter of numbers. Todir over einoy Todir is not because it's so many times, not so many times. She said, "Rak Maila Kamusis." That's a Maila Kamus, a Maila numbers. There are more weekdays than there Shabbosis. There are more non-Yom Tov days than Yom Tov days. That doesn't prove anything. Kiim Mailas Hakfias Zaman Hu Maila Atzmusis. Kamosha Metzino She Korban Hakavu Alozman Deicha Shabbos VeDeicha Tuma Al Kain. Carbon, as she actually is manim harbe kavuim, kodush bats musa yoiser, vihi maila echusis. Something being constant is a maila not because it's more times, because it's a constant thing. It's something that happens all the time. It's a certain reliability, like avade shemai. It's something that you know with certainty. That chashiva says a chashiva. Being a carbon tamid every day. Has a chashivas. Somebody who davens every morning, it has a chashivas. The every day has a very special chashivas. And the more times you do it, the more it's a tamidius than something you do less times. So that the maila of Todir v'sheni Todir is the constant, the reliability, the fact that it's something that's constant. But this he explains. The Gemara says that the Gemara says, shlomim, there are more shlomims than chatas. The Gemara says, no, chatas is todir. Right, there are more shlomims. The Gemara says, that's called motzi. Motzi means, if people want to bring a shlom, they bring a shlom. That doesn't count. What counts is when you have a chiyuv. I'll give you something that people get confused about. What goes first, the shechiyanu or the bracha? We make shechiyanu. So we used to, by mitzvahs, we say a bracha first, the shechiyanu second. The Mishnah Brura, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kitzur, our Paiskim Achrayim, all paskin, that if you buy a new talis, or if you eat a new fruit, you make the Shechiyanu first, and the Bar Priyayit second. People get confused, they do it the other way around. But they all paskin that you make the Shechiyanu first, and the Eid second. Buy a new baguette, and you make the Shechiyanu first, and the Lesati Betzitz the second.
What are the spires of the one?
Svartim. All right. You buy Bris Mila, they say, under the chuppah, what, by the talis, you mean? I can't answer you. Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, Kitzur. You want to know about the Mishnah? Oh, no, Rabbi Avadya Yosef has an explanation. Rabbi Avadya, in the Yechav Adas, explains that's because of this. When you're shaking lulav, that's todir. Shaking lulav is a chiyuv. Now, you had to declare this, the Shechiyanu is a lulav dik, a Shechiyanu, but a separate child. But he says, eating a fruit, the bar priya eitz, is not todir. I make eitz all the time. No, that's motzi. Motzi means you do it many times because you choose to do it. It's optional. If you want, you can make eitz. You can go your whole life without making eitz. You don't have to eat eitz. So the Gemara calls that motzi. Motzi is not choshev. Todir is choshev. What's todir? Todir is when you have a chiyuv to do it. There are more chatos that are chiyuvim than shlomim that are chiyuvim. So a chatos is todir, and shlomim is matzli. So the Lekach Toiv, Rabbi Yosef Engel, explains that that's the biur. If it's just a number of times, so there are more shlomims than there are, then if it goes by number, Toshetah is a number game, so it goes by number, then ha'et should be first. It's not a number game. It's havadei shemai, it's a tmidius, it's a reliability that a person does what he's obligated to do. That's only shayfi obligations. It's a new insight into Todir v'Sheinei Todir. It's not the chashivas of the mitzvah, it's the chashivas of the person. Or the person who does something with a tmidius, that has a chashivas. That may be an explanation of what I was saying. Someone who comes to Besikin every Friday, a whole year, that's a bigger tmidius than a person who comes for 20 days, twice a year. 20 days, twice a year, that's only tmidius. Someone shows up once a week, but every time, that's a certain tmidius, that's a certain constant thing. But David HaShemari bunched up in 50 days, it's a chashivas. But saying Baruch Hinafshi every single Rosh Chodesh, and if you actually say every word, I've never been in a minyan where the chazan allows you. If you ever try to say every word of Baruch Hinafshi, not shy, I'm not sure. So that's why you have 2 days yad, you say half and then the other half. The other day. But it has a chashivas, it's a tmidius. So this is my my nekuda to air, the tmidius. Now someone said I should mention our Mendy Kaplowitz, who's I understand is this is his last Matzah Shabbos of the Shiurim here in Brooklyn. His tmidius is unbelievable. I mean, I've been constantly with it through easier times and harder times, and it should be all easier times from now on. And so I want to thank him every year for keeping this going, the other things going. And all right, this is it. The biggest tmidius is Daf Yomi. I don't know how guys do it, but it's the biggest tmidius. But that's the chashivas. The chashivas is the tmidius. What? Daf Yomi is tadir compared to the other things. I don't know. That's a good chat. Okay, everyone, should have a good zomer.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's fine.